So today, many New England Patriots fans woke up with a headache and casual football fans with a question. Tell me again why Giants quarterback Eli Manning, with 57 seconds to go and just yards from the touchdown that would almost certainly snatch victory from the New England Patriots, why would Eli Manning hand off the ball to his running back Ahmad Bradshaw and tell Bradshaw, don't score? And why would Bradshaw almost do what he was told? Here's NBC's Al Michaels and Chris Collingsworth with that call.
And Bradshaw, and he wanted to stop. He wanted to stop, and he gets into the end zone. That's exactly what New England was doing. They were letting him go into the end zone. And Bradshaw had such a big hole, and he's trying to fall down at the one-yard line.
So Bradshaw scores. The New York Giants beat the New England Patriots 21-17. Joining us from Indianapolis to explain what has to be one of the strangest endings in Super Bowl history. By the way, a game that had a pretty strange beginning as well. David Steele, columnist for SportingNews.com. David, not only did Bradshaw seem to try to sit down and not go into the end zone, but the Patriots clear a path to try to get him to go in like he's Moses parting the seas. Discuss.
Well, it all came down to the time and situation left in the game. The Giants needed to move ahead, but they needed to do so in such a way that Tom Brady would not have enough time to bring the Patriots back the length of the field to score the winning touchdown, regardless of what the Giants would do, whether they kick the field goal or score a touchdown. The Patriots would still have time under those circumstances to try to score the go-ahead score. So the idea would have been, had Ahmad Bradshaw stopped at the goal line or stopped short, would be that the Giants would have been able to run more time off the clock and then maybe run a play that would leave the Patriots no time left. But, as the Giants explained later on, you open yourself up to a whole lot of things that can go wrong.
Oh, sure.
If you assume that something can happen, you know, there could be a bad snap, a fumble, a missed field goal. Something can happen that can prevent the Giants from taking the lead, and then they would really regret everything they did for the rest of their lives.
Oh, it's just wild. Just wild. And in fact, some of us were screaming at the television even before this happened, let him score, let him score, you know, thinking the same thing, you know, to give the Pats more time to move the ball back downfield. But, you know, even with that 57 seconds, you know, Tom Brady of old could have scored. And, you know, so many missed opportunities, even in that 57 seconds.
There were, and it was almost a carbon copy of what happened 4 years ago when these two teams played in Super Bowl 42 out in Arizona. The Giants scored very late, and the Patriots had a chance to, again, go the length of the field, but almost in the exact same fashion. He misfired on a couple long passes. He was under a lot of pressure from the Giants' defense, got sacked, got pressured by the defense, and ended up not being able to pull it off. So you got to give a lot of credit to the Giants' defense.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But you just want to comment on how the game started, almost bizarrely, as it ended. 8 minutes into the first quarter, the Pats have the ball for the first time. Quarterback Tom Brady, you know, again, he's in possession, but he's backed up into the end zone, you know, going to throw his way out, you think. But you go reach for a snack, and when you turn back, the Giants are up 2-0. What happened?
Intentional grounding in the end zone is an automatic safety. The way the rule is, if the quarterback throws the ball away,
which he sort of did,
simply to avoid a sack, which is clearly what he did because he was being chased down.
You mean because there were no Patriots players anywhere near where the ball landed?
and it's rare to get that call when you throw it that deep downfield. It's usually thrown out of bounds, or thrown directly at the ground, or thrown at an offensive lineman, all illegal. And he just hurled it all the way downfield where none of his receivers were. And I think that for a second, nobody realized that this could end up being a penalty that would cost the Patriots 2 points because it's such a rare occasion for a quarterback to do it that way.
And I just got to ask you, David, how very briefly, how important were those 2 points?
Oh, they're huge. They were huge. It changes the way that both teams play the game the rest of the way. And certainly, you know, obviously, it's a different score at the very end of the game when the Giants are trying to drive downfield and when the Patriots are trying to drive the other way. It changes the entire way you strategize and scheme to try to play the rest of the game.
Well, you know what we're saying here in New England, David Steele? Pitchers and catchers in 1 month.
David,
and congratulations, Giants fans. David Steele with SportingNews.com. 2 weeks, I'm told, even sooner. 2 weeks. David, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.